Okay, so just quick review. So we're dealing with chadash. Chadash is new produce that grows, new from the new season. And when grain grows, it's asar until, any grain which grows is asar until something. Until what? The Torah says two things. Until Pesach, the Etzem Hayom Hazeh, which is the 16th of the day of Nisan, second day of Pesach, until you bring the Karban Omer. So the question is, which one is it? Is it until the day, which is, I guess, the beginning of the day?
Or the actual
Omer. Or is it actually bringing Omer? So Rav and Shmuel learned that it depends. That if there's a Beis Mikdash, then it's the bringing of Omer. And there's no Beis Mikdash, so then it's the day itself, the beginning of the day. Okay, like the Torah set up like a dual system of a matir. Okay? If there's a Mikdash, then the primary matir, so to speak. And if there's no mikdash, so the primary matir isn't available, the Torah set up a secondary matir, which is the beginning of the day. Right? Okay. Fine. That's the sheet of Rav and Shmuel. But Rav Yehuda says no. He says that there's only one matir. The matir is the Omer. There's no secondary matir. There's one matir. Now, if you don't bring the Omer, then once the Zman of the Omer elapses, which is the end of the day, then the Isser automatically elapses. Because the Isser is to eat before you do the Matir, before you bring the Omer. So once there is no Omer and it's impossible to bring the Omer, then there's no intrinsic, there's no Isser. The whole Isser is because you're supposed to first do the Omer and then do it. But after you can't do the Omer anymore, there's no such thing as Omer anymore. So then it's Matir all by itself. But that's only at the end of the day when the time elapses. After the day. Okay? So that's machlokes. Is when what happens nowadays? Does it elapse in the beginning of the day because the Torah set up a secondary matir, which is at the beginning of the day? Or do you say there's no secondary matir and all you're left with is just the one matir, which is the Omer, and the only way this will fall away is it will automatically fall away once the time runs out.
Oh, and that's why the day still works.
That's why the day still works. But then it's only going to be the end of the day. It's not going to be the beginning of the day. Right, but if the matir is the day, it's instead of a secondary matir, so then it's going to be the emergence of the day, which is the beginning of the day. Okay. So the lady asks a good question. Question is that the way we're saying Rav Yehuda, we're saying there's really only one matir, which is the bringing of the Omer. And the fact that it becomes asar at the end of the day is only because that one matir elapses. Right? The one matir elapses. So now the Isser is to eat before the Matir. There's no Matir anymore, so therefore it's automatically Matir. Right? So your question is, but the limud he has is because it says, you can't eat the Tvuah ad etzem hayom hazeh, ad havyachem es omer, ad tenufa. Right? Until the etzem hayom hazeh, until you bring the omer. So which one is it? So it says, ad etzem hayom hazeh, he says, means until and including the day, which is means when there's no mikdash, aravichem until you bring the omer, which is when there's a mikdash. So he's learning like there's a two dual ma. It sounds like a dual matir. It sounds like he's saying is aretzam yamazeh is when there's no mikdash, right? It sounds like it because aretzam yamazeh he learns is adviad b'chal. It means it includes up to and including. So the isser is up to and including this day. So it only emerges at the elapse at the end of the day. So that sounds like he's really is holding by two matirs. He's just holding that the end of the day is the matir. But we're saying is no, he's not holding by two matirs, he's only holding by one matir, which is the Omer, and the only reason why it's mutter at the end of the day is because it automatically elapses. So we're saying is how does our svara fit into the limud? That's your question, right? So I was discussing this with the Zimmer this morning, we came up with an answer, I think. I think it helps clarify the idea, actually. But the idea is that see, ad etzem hayom hazeh means like this, is that let's say the Torah said, ad havyachem es omer, right? It didn't say ad etzem hayom hazeh. It's just what it said. You can't eat the stuff until you bring the omer. Okay? So then what you would think is that there's an issur to eat it, and the omer is a matir. Okay? The omer is a matir. If you don't bring the omer, that's awesome. Permanently. Right? Because that's what it says. You're not allowed to eat it until you bring the Omer, and the Omer is the Matir. Right? But what is it saying? It's saying, this is the way I'm reading the Pasuk. You're not allowed to eat it until this day. When on this day? Until you bring the Omer. Was this like an elaboration? This pshat in the pasuk. Don't eat it until the essence of this day. Until you bring it on this day. In other words, it's right. And as it's saying, is don't. It's also to eat it until this day. When on this day? Until you bring the Omer. Right? Now, why do you have to mention the day altogether? Just say you can't eat it until you bring the Omer. We know that the Omer is on a day. We know the date of the Omer. It told us the date of the Omer. So why bring in the Etzem HaYom HaZeh out of Yechem? Okay? The Yom is not the Matir. The Yom is just the situation of the Chiyav. The Chova exists in the Yom. It's a Chova bringing it in the Yom. So why bring in the Yom, which is the whole Chova of the Omer? Right, which is the chayiv, or so to speak, the situation in which the Omer exists, because it's trying to do is it's showing you this idea that the nature of the matir is it's tied in with the chovas Omer. It's not that the mice of bringing it is the Omer, but you can't do it until this day where the chayiv exists until you bring the Omer. So it's tying the matir to the response to the chovas omer. So you can eat it until this day when the chova exists, out of yechem, until you bring it. So it's tying the matir into the, not to like the maisa hava as a matir, but it's like to the, it's tying the matir to the chovas omer and to your response to the chovas omer. And insofar as that's the case, once the chova disappears, now the iser disappears. If it were just the Maisa is the Matir, that there's a normal, regular Isser, and then the Maisa Matir is it, so then you just say, you're not leaving until you do the Matir. But it's trying to do is it's tying the Isser to the Chova, and to the Yom, which is the Chova exists in the Yom. So by in doing so, it shows you that the nature of the Isser is insofar as you're not responding to the Chova and the Yom. Don't eat until this day, where there's a chova of the Omer, out of Yech until you bring it. Now, once the day elapses and the chova elapses, so then the Isser elapses. As soon as it's not saying, Adetzim Yamazet doesn't mean until the end of the day, which means like the other sheet that was learning. Adva Abachal means is that it includes the day. It means it doesn't mean, as Rav and Shmuel learned, which is Adetzim Yamazet until the beginning of the day. But it means until the day. When in the day? And you bring the Omer. But the limud is, by the fact that it's referencing the day altogether, indicates that the day and the whole chova is involved in the Isser. The Isser is related to the day, which is pointing to this idea. Otherwise, if you didn't have that, you would have learned it the other way. You would have learned that there's Isser forever, and that's the Matir, and if you don't have the Omer, then that's it. There's no Matir altogether, it's just Isser. Tying the Isser and the Matir to the day, which is the Chova. The day is the Chova of the thing, and it's tied with the Chova. And when the day is gone and the Chova is gone, then the whole Isser is gone. So that's how he knows it. Putting aside Levi's question, okay? So it turns out the basic machloka so far between Rav and Shmuel on the one hand and Rav Yehuda on the other hand, Rav and Shmuel, by the way, are Maroyim and reviewed as a Tana, but I think Rav and Shmuel are interpreting the Tana Kama or whatever. So, whatever, just mentioning that. So again, so Rav and Shmuel are learning the Torah set up two Matirs. One Matir for the time of the Mikdash, like Rav's Omer. One Matir when there is no Mikdash, the beginning of the day. Whereas Rav Yehuda is learning there's only one Matir. There's only one Matir. And that one Matir is the Yaakov's Omer. And therefore, the only way you could matir it is that, or when the whole mitzvah elapses. When the matir elapses, then there simply is no matir anymore, so now there's no isser. The whole isser is to preempt the matir. Once there's no matir anymore, then the whole isser falls away. Because the isser is to not to eat it before you do the matir. Once there's no matir, that's it. The isser just dissolves. Right? That's the way we're learning so far. Now, we asked yesterday, is that why don't you say, so we asked yesterday, so why within Rabbi Yehuda, we're saying is that nowadays what happens is that the Matir is the Hava, the bringing of the Omer, and therefore that's only Matir, so it's Asar until you bring it, or since you're not bringing it, until the whole thing falls away, which is at night, because now there's no chova anymore. So we said, why don't you just say that nowadays there simply is no havas omer? And since nowadays there is no havas omer, so therefore say that the whole isser shouldn't exist anymore, because the whole isser is to preempt the matir. But there is no matir, because there's no omer, there's no bais hamikdash, no one's bringing the omer. So why don't you just say that nowadays there's no isser altogether? What do we have to do? Wait around all day until we say, oh, I wonder if they're bringing the omer, I wonder if that's going to be matir, and then say, oh, the day's over, that's it, they're not bringing it, now the isser is gone. But when we say, look, there's no Omer. There's no Omer nowadays. We're not bringing the Omer nowadays. So therefore say that the Matir should be Chal immediately. Should be no Isser altogether. Right? So we said, and this is what we said yesterday, is that it must be because nowadays there's still a Chova of the Omer. So even though practically we know that we're not bringing the Omer, but the Chova of the Omer exists, and therefore the Isser is to eat before you do, you respond to that Chova. Now, even though we're not bringing the Omer, but halachically, that's just like, whatever, that's just in our heads, or whatever, we can't, there's a mosque, there's whatever, but bottom line is, halachically, there's an Isser Chadash, and the Matir is the Omer, and we're chayav to the Matir. So now the only in the Matir, the Isser only falls away once the Omer is no longer in existence. When's the Omer no longer in existence? Once his mind elapses. As long as his mind doesn't elapse, so now there's the Chovah Omer is the reality. Even though we're not actually bringing it, but it's the what's based upon is the chova of the Omer, and that still exists nowadays, just like it existed then. Okay, that's what we said yesterday for Rosh Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, because if you didn't say that, if you were to say that nowadays there simply is no chova of the Omer, there's no nothing, Omer is nothing nowadays, no such thing as Omer nowadays, then it wouldn't really make sense. Because then there's no matir, the only matir is the Omer, there is no matir nowadays, so the Isser there should be no Isser, because all Isser is the preempt of matir, there's no matir. Right, so you seem you have to say in Rav Yehuda that the Omer, the Chova, the Omer exists, and that's the Matir, and therefore we have to wait until that Chova is gone. Right? Okay. Now we turn back to Rav and Shmuel, and we had a Kasha. Now our Kasha is like this, is that according to Rav and Shmuel, we're saying is there's a double Matir. Matir in the time of the Mikdash, there's the Omer, and the Matir nowadays, which is the day. The beginning of the day. But we ask that why don't you say nowadays there's also a chov of the Omer? Just like we're saying now in Yehuda, now there's also a chov of the Omer. And since you're chayv in the Omer, that's the Matir. Now what? Nowadays we're saying, nah, we're not bringing the Omer. So the Torah is going to say, okay, here's another Matir, a secondary Matir. But right nowadays is the same as the time of the Mikdash. We're chayv to bring the Omer, and the Omer should be the Matir. So what's the sense of saying the Torah is positing? The Torah doesn't posit another Matir for when you decide that you're not going to do the mitzvah. So now it's not we're deciding, it's because there's nonus. But whatever. Bottom line is that still there should be one matir. Well, how could there be a difference between before the Mikdash and Zion Mikdash, not Zion Mikdash, if either way there's a Chovah the Omer, and either way that should be the matir? How do you kick into the second gear, into the second system? What allows it to change if the Chovah the Omer still exists? And that's exactly what Yehuda's argument was, that the Chovah of the Omer is still here. The fact that nowadays we're not doing it doesn't change anything. So how do Rav and Shmuel pull this move that the Torah is positing a secondary Matir? If one year, let's say in the basement, they decide, you know what, we're not bringing it this year. Well, now it's Matir at the beginning of the day. You can just decide that and now it changes. I mean, the Chovah of the Omer is still the Chovah of the Omer. So now it's not like we're not just deciding it. It's because we don't have a Mikdash and whatever. But, I mean, there's a Chovah to bring it. So now what allows us to kick into the secondary system? Right, that's a Kasha we left with. Okay, so I think what Matt's saying and Jonah's saying here is that maybe, so it seems, and Levi, you're taking this step, but I don't know, then you're going a little further. But it seems that you just say, what's our kasha? Our kasha is on Rav Shmuel, how do you have a secondary matir? Why do you use on Hashem, Mishnah, Shkai, and just say there's a primary matir, there's the Omer, and that's the Omer. That is the matir, and you have to do that, and period. So they're saying is the step it would seem you'd have to take is that they say that Bizman, Shem, Mishnah, Shkai, there is no chov of the Omer. That's they argue on that. In Rabbi Yehuda, we said you have to say there is still a Chovah Omer, because there's no Chovah Omer and the whole Isser should disappear. Right? But maybe that Rav and Shmuel don't hold by that premise. You can't necessarily force that on Rav and Shmuel. Maybe that's what they're holding. No. There is no Chovah of the Omer once there's no carbon, once there's no base of Mikdash. So therefore, what did the Torah do? The Torah wanted you to have an Isser of Chadash. It didn't want you to eat the food until there's a Matir. But the Matir is the carbon Omer, but in times like this, there is no carbon. In times like this, there is no carbon Omer. So the Torah did is it posited a secondary Matir. So in other words, since the chova, since in the history of Chai Yisrael, there's a time where there will be a chova of Omer, a time where there won't be a chova of Omer, the Torah set up the Isser of Chadash that it has a dual matir. A matir from when there isn't a chi of Omer, and a matir when there isn't a chi of Omer, so there has to be a different matir. And then the Isser is going to be preempt that matir, which is then that's going to be the beginning of the day. But according to Yehuda, who holds that there's always a chovas Omer, the chovas Omer is permanent, it doesn't fall away just because there's no mikdash, so now there can't be, there's no place to say secondary matir. There's no such thing. How can there be a secondary matir? The matir is the Omer, and you chayv to the Omer. And only once you don't do it will the Isser naturally fall away. Right? The problem Matt's saying is, yeah, but so what's that question? That seems to be a pretty universal, general question about does the chiv of the Omer still exist in the time when there's no mikdash or not? Good question. Hold the question. Okay? That's why I want to go to the Rav Chaim and the Gris. Okay? But hold the question. But I have a different question. So if you're going to say that in the time there's no base of mikdash, there's a secondary matir, so what's the matir? So what is the secondary matir? So what we previously said, and I think we're going to have to tweak it a little bit, is that we said that when there's no Omer, it's the Yom of the Omer, which is the Matir. Right? We said it's the Yom of the Omer. So we said the Omer is always the Matir. When there's a Mikdash, it's the Maisa of us Omer. When there is no Omer, then it's the Yom of the Omer. Right? But the question is that if you say there's no Chov of the Omer nowadays, is it legitimate to call it the Yom of the Omer? Okay, what do you mean the Yom of the Omer? It's not really the Yom of the Omer anymore because there's no Omer. So is the Yom which used to be the Yom of the Omer? Right? You know what I mean? I think what you're starting to say is, Jonah, is a good point. Is if you look, I think we have to back off of what we said a little bit before, but there's nothing wrong with it. Is if you look in the Pasuk, V'vesem is Omer, Reishas Kitzir Chamel HaKohen, fine. V'ahinev is Omer Fnei Hashem L'Tzon, Chami Macharas HaShabbos, Yinefen HaKohen. So the date is Mimacharas HaShabbos. The din of the Omer is, there's a date. Mimacharas HaShabbos. Mimacharas HaShabbos means the day after Pesach, after the first day of Pesach. Okay? Now, just to give some sense to this thing, is that there's, the Sefer Chinuch talks about this, is that as part of the Chag of Pesach is that you're recognizing God, it's a time of the Omer, time of the Katsir, where you're cutting the harvest. And part of all the Chagim is there's an area, besides for the idea of the Chagim being reflecting ideas of Hashgach, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, you know, Pesukos HaShabbos Bnei Yisrael. In the Chagim, there are also agricultural holidays, and there are times where idolaters used to have, holidays to their gods, because these are significant agricultural times of the year when we're cutting the harvest, we're bringing it in, and the idea is that the Torah did is it directed the holiday to El Hashem. This is the directs your energies to God and recognizing God as the source of your produce and your agriculture, your success. So what it's saying is that. And that's the idea of, he says, is the idea of bringing the time of the cutting season. You take the cutting, you cut your first cuttings, and you give it to Hashem, and you bring it as a carbon. That's the carbon of the Omer. Reishis Ketzirchan, the beginning of your cutting, is you bring it and recognize God as the source of the thing. And he says that, in theory, the Sefer Chinuch says that really should have been at the beginning of Pesach, the first day of Pesach, because that's the character of the Chag, is the Chag of the Katzir. But he says is that the Torah didn't want to dilute. It turns out you'd mess up the Seder. In the middle of your Seder, you'd have to start cutting the Omer, because they cut it at night. So, like, the theme of the involvement in Yitzias Mitzrayim is so great that it doesn't allow it to be shared with the Omer. So what the Torah did is it said, Mimacharas HaShabbos. Whereas it's on the morrow of the beginning of the Chag. Mimacharas HaShabbos. It's pushed to the next day. But the 16th of Nisan is not just a random day. It's the day of the Chag of Pesach. It's just the second day. It's the day after the first day of Pesach. And that's the day, which is the beginning of the Chag of Pesach, which is the Chag of recognizing God as the time of the Katsir, as the Chag of the Katsir, of recognizing God as the source of the your Katsir, of your harvest. So that's the case. So that's the Karban Omer is on that day. It's on the day is not just the date, and it only has significance because of the Omer. The date pre-exists the Omer, so to speak. There's a reality of the Macharas HaShabbos. It's the beginning of the Chag HaPesach. And that's the day which the Torah says, bring the Karban Omer, which is an action which expresses the recognition of God as the source of the produce. So what it's saying is that when you don't have that as the Matir, so then the Yom itself is going to be the Matir. That's a Mayom Hazav. But the Yom is the Yom of the Chag HaPasach, which is the Yom in which the Omer existed. Sometimes there's the Yom is the Yom of the Machras HaPasach, which is the day in which the day is the platform upon which the Omer exists. So it's saying is when there's a Chov of the Omer, because of the Mikdash, that's the Matir. When there is no Chov of the Omer, because there is no Mikdash, then the Matir is the Yom of Machras HaPasach, the Yom upon which the Chov of the Omer exists. So the Matir, the better Matir, so to speak, is the action of bringing the Karbon Hashem. Because it's like an action of Karbon, and it expresses the idea actively. But when there is none, then it's the Yom whose character is a Chag of the Chag of Katzir. But it's the second day because it was Nidcha from the first day, you know? But it's Machras HaPasach, so the Matir is the Yom of Machras HaPasach. Whereas previously we said it's the Yom of the Omer. That's what we said originally. But then, now I'm saying is that once we say there's no Chovas Omer, and the whole side with Rav and Shmuel only makes sense to say that nowadays there is no Chovas Omer, so then how could you call it the Yom of the Omer? So you say, rather, it's not the Yom of the Omer, it's the Yom of the Machras HaPasach, upon which the Omer exists, when it does exist, but now it doesn't. You with me? So it's a little subtle change, but it's not that significant. What that brings us to, though, now, is that we're saying it sounds like we're saying that just following the steps of the sugya, it sounds like we're saying is that it, at least it's pointing us in this direction, and so we're not that comfortable with the direction exactly, but that it seems that Rabbi Yehuda only makes sense if you say that there's still a chova of the Omer nowadays, and the chova of Rav Shmuel only makes sense if you say there's no chova of the Omer nowadays. Right? So then it would turn out the machlokes comes down to, is there a chova of the Omer nowadays? And so to speak, whether there's secondary mati or not is almost a result of that question. But as Matt says, it's like, isn't that a bigger question than just the Omer? Like, this, you can ask about any karbon. There's no mikdash, so we still chayv in karbonos, right? So with that in mind, that's why I want to turn to the Griz. Okay? There's a Griz on Sfiras HaOmer. Okay? The Griz brings down Rav Chaim regarding Sfiras HaOmer. So the question is that is the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer apply nowadays or not? Is it a deraisa or is it just the Rabbanon? So there's a Gemara which says, it says one position counted the days and the weeks. He says that the mitzvah is to count the days and to count the weeks. Okay, Abaye says mitzvah mimne yomne or mitzvah mimne shvui. Okay, you have to count both days and weeks. And then it says ameimar mani yomne velo mani shvui. He only counted the days. He didn't count the weeks. And he says amar zechel mikdash. It's only zechel mikdash. Since it's only zechel mikdash, nowadays it's darabanan. It's only derais in the time of the mikdash. Nowadays it's only Darabanan, so it's a Zecher, it's enough just to count the days. You don't have to do both, even though the Daraisa really is to do both. But nowadays it's just Darabanan, Zecher Mikdash. So you only count the days, it's enough just to do a Maisa of counting, which is a Zecher, you don't have to count it fully, perfectly, whatever. Right? But Abaye held you count them both. Okay? Abaye held you count them both. So now read what the Griz says. Okay, the question is, what's that Machlokas, I guess? On the surface, you could say, the question is, do you hold it Zechel Mikdash nowadays, or do you hold it Doraisa? Right? But what's that question? Right? What's the question? So the Griz says like this. It's a small little piece, medium size. Ramam Pasak, the mitzvah Sviras Omer, who may have Torah Gamaz Manazah. So the Rambam, which I think he's somewhat unique in this, I mean, he says the Rif also, but says that it's the Manatorah nowadays. Right? The Gemara only says the Meimar says Zechel Mikdash. Right? Abaye doesn't say it's not Zechel Mikdash. But the only one who any says anything is a Meimar says Zechel Mikdash. Right? Fine. And you could have learned the Gemara is everyone agrees Zechel Mikdash. The question is, given that you're doing Zechel Mikdash, do you do it, you know, in a halfway version, or you say, look, it's true Zechel Mikdash, but you do it the regular way? Right, but the Grach Tirids, the Halot Tzarech Bir Devei Gemara, he says he asks a question on the Gemara, on the Zechel Mikdash. Right, the Zechel Mikdash. Why is it only Zechel Mikdash? Why is it only the Rabbanan nowadays? It's true nowadays we don't bring. So again, Sfiras HaOmer is Sfira from the Omer, Miyom HaViyachem Es Omer Tanufa, from the day of bringing the Omer. So he's saying is why is it? So the surface, why is it not the Deoraisa nowadays? The plain pshat is because you're not bringing the Omer. So it's not Doraisa anymore, there's no Omer. Sfiras HaOmer, there's no Omer. So he says, Sarach, he has a question though. The Atum lo yakrivo Omer, tibatlo mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer. Let's say in the time of the Mikdash, they don't bring the Omer. So what, there's no mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer? Right? V'alkein tzarechlo, right? He says that he does not want to accept that. He says, in time of the Beis HaMikdash, I don't care if they bring them or they don't bring them, there still is a mitzvah Sfiras Omer. Okay? V'alkein korchach tzarechlo omar, duhum yishum dekivan dechar of HaMikdash. He says, since there's no mikdash and there's no din hakravas omer anymore, the whole din is batal. Lekach bat lagam mitzvah sfira. So there's no such thing as the mitzvah of the omer anymore, and therefore there's no din of sfiras haomer. Avol pshita dilo talui b'maisa hakravah b'pawel. He says, pasha, it's not dependent upon the actual bringing of the omer, right? It's not actually bringing the omer. In time of the mikdash, it doesn't matter whether they actually bring it. It's the halacha of the Omer exists, and therefore the Sfiras HaOmer. It is that nowadays, Aval Kivan de Batal din HaOmer, now since nowadays it's Batal, Zehu Mevatal Gam Mitzvah Sfiras. So now the Mitzvah Sfiras is also Batal, is also negated. Aval Eno Talib Ben Maisa in the Kivah Omer Allah. He's saying it's nothing to do with whether you actually bring the Omer. In the time of the Mikdash, I don't care if they brought it, they didn't bring it. It's totally in the existence of the Mitzvah of the Sfira. Since there's a Mitzvah of the Omer, so therefore there's a Mitzvah of the Sfira. But nowadays, there is simply there's no mitzvah of the Omer, and therefore there's no mitzvah of Zvira. Ulafiza tzarech lomar. So he says, if you buy that, right, that's his first step. His first step is that the reason why there's no Omer, there's no counting Omer nowadays, according to Meimar, is not because we're not bringing the Omer, but it's because the Omer is batal. There's simply no existence of the Omer. Once he's learning, the counting is tied like to the chova of the Omer, or something like that, to the time of the Omer, not whether they actually bring it. So he's saying it must be that if you say nowadays there's no mitzvah, it must be that nowadays you're saying there is no Omer. So you say, so you're going to have to say this is going according to the Shita, the Kedushas HaMikdash Lo Kedushas HaSilava. This is Machlokas, big Machlokas, whether or not the kidshel l'shaita v'kidshel l'asilava or kidshel shaita v'lo kidshel l'asilava, which means when they set up the kedushas of the mikdash, I think on Ezra, I'm not sure the whole chashman, but the point is the kedusha of the mikdash permanent or is it only temporary? Once the mikdash is destroyed, is there still the kedusha asmakam of the mikdash? Do you say there's still a kedusha of Yerushalayim and mikdash insofar as there's no structure standing there? Or do you say that once there's no mikdash, the whole thing falls away?
What is kedusha? Like, what does that mean in this
context? Not clear. We'll see. I mean, we'll see. The simple pshat, I don't know. Kedusha, can you go there? Can you step there? But he's going to learn it means more than that. Okay, you'll see what he says it means. He says that this seat that the Gemara is holding, there's no kedusha. And since there's no kedusha, he says, Meshum achi kivon de batal din akravas ha'omer batal gam mitzvah sefira tliyaba. Okay, so he's saying is that if it means there's no kedusha, if you say there's no kedusha to make this nowadays, then he's saying is there can't be a chova of the omer, it can't be an institution of the omer because the omer depends on the mikdash, and if there's no kedusha, there's no kedusha makom, there's no mikdash, there's no anything, so then there can't be an omer. So that's why the Gemara, which says that it's darabanan, is holding kidshel shayt the kidshel lo kidshel aslava, means the kedusha is batal, and therefore the chova is batal, so therefore there's no omer. According to the Shita, who holds that the Kedusha of the Mikdash, the Kedusha of the Makom of Yerushalayim is still intact, even though there's no physical Mikdash. So then there's going to be a Mitzvah Sfira. After Bepoal, Ein Makriv and Omer, even though practically we're not bringing the Omer, Ein Zem Mevadas a Mitzvah Shal Sfira, doesn't knock out the Mitzvah Sfira, Kivan the Efshel Ahakar Velukayim Din HaKrava, because you can still bring the Omer. He says, you could bring the Omer, even if you don't have a Mikdash. Look, you could go and bring it. Maybe you could build the Mikdash, or just, you could have bring the Omer. It's true, there is Kedusha to Mikdash, and therefore, in theory, you could go and you could build the Mikdash and you could bring it. Okay, you could bring the Korban Omer. So therefore, the Din Omer, the Chova Omer, the Din of Omer still exists, and therefore the Chova Sfiras Omer still exists. All right? The Imkain, HaRambam, the Pasak, Vilchus Beis HaVechira, Kedusha to Mikdash, Lo Batla. The Rambam holds the Kedusha of the Mikdash is not batal. The Yichol Ma'akir V'zman Hazeh. The Rambam says you're allowed to bring these Korbanos nowadays. You're allowed to bring the Omer nowadays. Imkein Mitzvah Sfira Nami Lo Batla Min HaTorah. So the Mitzvah Sfira also is going to fall away. So he's saying is that the Rambam is going to be learning that's the very Machlokas in the Gemara between Meimar and Abaye. That Abaye holds the Kedusha of Mikdash still exists. And since the Kedusha Mikdash still exists, he can still bring the Omer. So he can still bring the Omer. You could say that it's Zman, there's a Mitzvah Sfira HaOmer. even though you're not actually bringing the Omer, but it's still the Chov of the Omer is still there, and therefore the mitzvah Sfiras Omer exists. The Oraisa nowadays, and that's the way the Ram holds, because the Ram actually holds that the Kedusha still exists. But a Meimar, who's holding it to Zeichel Mikdash, only Zeichel Mikdash, he holds the Kedusha Mikdash doesn't exist anymore. He holds the Kedusha Mikdash is gone. The Kedusha Mikdash is gone, he's saying, the Ruch Chaim saying that means the Chova is gone. There's no din of Karbanos anymore altogether, because there's no Makom. We need a Makom of Kedusha in order to bring Karbanos. So therefore, there's no such thing as the Omer. There's no such thing as Sfiras Omer. So what are we doing now? It's just the Zeichel Mikdash. So what Ruch Chaim is doing is what we're doing here. Okay? And in this sugya. Okay? So he's willing to say that this is an old machlokas, universal machlokas, about whether this kitchurish or the Kedusha Mikdash still exists. And he's saying is that machlokas is going to affect whether or not there's going to be a din of the Omer. Right, a din of the Sfiras Omer, a din of the Karban Omer, the Chov of the Omer, I guess, and thereby an entity of the Sfiras Omer. And he's willing to say the Machlokas of Baya and Amemar is that. Right? So what I'm saying here is that maybe we could say the same thing. Okay? Maybe we could say the same thing. Especially because our steps have led us to this conclusion. That there is a universal machlokas out there, and maybe that's the machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shmuel. Now, I didn't thoroughly look through Shas and figure out whether or not we know how Rav and Shmuel or how Rav Yehuda hold on this position. It's like a sugya which comes up a lot. I didn't really look through all the cases and try to find it. But I don't know that, I mean, maybe it could be Rav Chaim knew that. I mean, if Rav Chaim held that there was an open raya that a Meimar holds one way or Abaye holds one way, presumably he would have brought it. But he's just saying, it sounds like he's just saying it. You know, so it would seem that from our steps that it leads to this conclusion. So it seems we could say that's the very question, is that according to Yehuda, the Chova still exists, the Kedusha still exists, the Kedusha's Mikdash still exists, and since the Kedusha's Mikdash still exists, the Chova of the Omer still exists, and since the Chova of the Omer still exists, there's only one Matir. Right? And according to Rav and Shmuel, no, Kedusha is low Kedusha's level. There is no Kedusha's Mikdash. There's no Chova of the Omer. There's no Chova of the Omer means now there's only one. So now Torah sets up a secondary Matir. Now it turns out the Rambam holds, he paskins like Rav Yehuda. And he also holds there is Kedusha's Mikdash, which works out. And it also happens to be is that the Nosei Kelim ask on the Rambam, why does he paskin like Rav Yehuda? Because it seems like Rav Yehuda's Dochuk in the Gemara. It seems like the Gemara is like, remember that whole thing with the Yudo, it's like Yerichon and Zakai, there's like a little bit of force in the Gemara, you know? So this would explain why the Rambam goes like Paskins that way. Because if it really is telling totally this old question, like Kitchel Shod, Kitchel Lestalavo, the Rambam holds that there is Gedusha. And that would answer, that would explain, so the Rambam goes that way, because it's really telling totally that old question. The only thing I'm not sure about is two things. I mean, to be honest, it seems to me like a huge move of Rav Chaim to say, and I'd like to revisit that question. I mean, I was just reading Rav Chaim, but it seems to be a very big step, bold, for Rav Chaim to say that the Machlokas by Sfiras Omer, whether it's the rest of Rabbanon, is that question. There's no evidence for it at all, you know? And it would seem to me there are other ways to learn, you know? I mean, we have to get into him a little bit more concretely. I'd like to do that. You know, but it seems to be a massive move. I would have never said such a thing. But Rav Chaim does. You know, so to use that as support for us is a little bit weak, because so I don't really, you know, I mean, we have to think into Rav Chaim where he gets that from. And just because Rav Chaim does something like that doesn't necessarily give us the right to do it. But I think the reason why I'm a little more comfortable doing it is because it seems like you don't have a choice. Like, at least unless you want to start positing that Omer is different than this universal thing. But there is a universal question like that, and it seems like good steps took us to the point that Rav Yehuda must hold that there is no chiyuv nowadays. There is a chiyuv nowadays, and Rav Shmuel says there is a chiyuv. I'm sorry, there's no chiyuv. So then that, like Matt said, isn't that a universal question? And the answer is. It is a universal question. So, you know, I mean, it's hard to know if they actually held that way, but it would seem to be that this question does naturally point you to that point. And I don't see, and this is what I want to see, is that does the Rav Chaim's question naturally push you to that point? Okay, because Rav Chaim says it here. And you'll see the Grizz himself, when he learned the hour sugya, he did not take this stuff. Rather, he said a different svar. And that's what I like to look at. It's exactly the opposite. I don't really see the force of saying that, svar or Chaim says it. But the Grizz doesn't really see the force of saying it where we're saying it. The force of saying by Sviras Omer, of explaining. To me, it's like this. If you're doing a Sviras Omer and you have a question whether it's Dorez Darabana, to me, I don't actually think, maybe it's totally a universal question about Kedushin and Mekdash. I think, maybe you can explain it within Sviras Omer. Right? And unless I'm convinced that you have to go universal, you don't go universal. Right, and I'm not really convinced. I mean, I'd like to do this the next week, is to actually look at his argument, because he is giving an argument. I was just kind of doing it quickly. He's arguing why you have to say this. He has a subtle argument there. So we have to examine whether it's really, whether we like the argument or not. But that's what I'd like to take up. But on the surface, to me, you have to be really compelling to prove that it's a universal question, you know? But in our sugya, it does seem to be from the steps we've just been developing over the past day or two that we are compelled to make such a step. But what I'm saying is, I'd like to do next week also the Grizz himself on our Gemara, where he learns our Gemara differently and does not follow our steps. And he's not compelled to learn it as his universal question. So I'd like to see the way the Grizz learns it. You know, it's kind of like, you know, we're kind of going the opposite of the Brisker, on both of these things. The Ruach Chaim and the Grizz, but I'd like to kind of look into these things more carefully. Look into Ruach Chaim a little more carefully, and the Sviras Omer. Think on our own, is there a different way to define it without forcing, a universal question? I mean, it's not really our thinkers. We're not the Sugya of Sviras Omer, so we're going to have to think about it fresh a little bit. It's not really totally what we're doing. We're doing Chadash, saying it's just, could we think of any other way to learn? Why is Ruach Chaim forced to do that? Or maybe we'll appreciate why he is forced to do that. And then I'd like to do the Grizz on our Gemara, where he learns our Gemara differently. He learns our Gemara differently. And there's a Tosus. Not like we're learning. But I think there's a Tosus. He really learns it differently, but he asks, there's a Tosus which kind of supports the way we're learning. And the Grizz asks a Kasha on the Tosus. I mean, we'll see. It gets interesting. One move. The one thing is like this: I'm not really in the sugya of kedusha shalom, this whole thing of the kedusha. But all I know is that Ruach Chaim is saying what emerges from that sugya. Even though it sounds like it's a question about kedusha, Ruach Chaim is saying is a result of that machlokas is whether or not there is a chova or an institution, a din of omer, of karban omer nowadays when there's no mikdash. So I don't know what Kedusha Shonah means. I don't know how the Kedusha works and if that is the question or that's just a result of that question. But Ruach Chaim is saying what we were saying is that sounds like a more universal question. Ruach Chaim is saying is a more universal question and it actually emerges from that. So give Kedusha Shonah Shalavo as an afkamina. I'll read you the Rambam actually. It's pretty compelling. Okay. So basically, I'm jumping in the middle, but it's in the base of Bechir Avav, Yedalad. He said, B'man is gotcha. How was there a kedusha in Eretz Yisrael? He says what Ezra did, I think he said was like a temporary thing. Okay, or something like that. The real one, Ezra didn't really set up the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. He says how was it kadosh? The kedusha rishona shekidusha Shlomo set up the original kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash. Shehu kidesh hazara of Yerushalayim l'shaita. He was mekadesh. He set up the kedusha of the hazara and Yerushalayim for the moment. The kidesh also masalado. And it was a permanent blessed level. His kedusha was forever. Lefikach, okay. The Rambam says lefikach makriv makarbanos kulan alf bishen shan bayis banoi. He can bring all the make the karbanos, even though there's no base mikdash. He just go there and bring karbanos. Okay. Ve'ochlam katchei katchim v'chal azara. You could eat katchei katchim in the entire azara. Alf bishi chareva ve'en rekevas mechitzah. There's no walls. There's no nothing. You just go in there. Start bringing karbanos, eating the karbanos. Ochum kachum kalam, Maisa Shani, Bechal Yushalayim, Math Bishan Shum Kalma, you can eat stuff in Yushalayim, Maisa Shani. Shekdusha Rishona, Kitchel Shaytu, Kitchel Asalava. Okay? So that's it.
Is that a radical position, or is that how
it's a machalokas Rishonim?
Whether nowadays you can go bring Kitchen?
Right. Is there still Kedusha, and could you still bring Kedusha Kachum? So therefore, it turns out, Ruach Chaim is saying, so it's a question, is there a Chovah of Omer? He's saying, it depends. According to Ram, there is a Chovah of Omer. You're chayiv to go bring the Omer. We're not doing it. There's a mosque. We can't. Whatever. We're chayiv to. It's anonymous. whatever it is. But Urhova, so it's no different than the time of the Aram Mikdash. As if you, as opposed to if you say Lo Kitchelas Lavo, and there's no Kedushas Makom, and you simply can't bring Karbanos, there's no Chova bring Karbanos, there's no Mikdash, there's no Makom. The Karbanos are in a Makom Mikdash, there's no Makom Mikdash, there's nothing to talk about. So he says it's Batal. So the whole mitzvah ends up being Batal nowadays. Right? So that's what Rav Chaim is saying, is that's the question, and he's talking about the Omer itself. Is the Rav Chaim says, there's other Rav Chaim I saw, is that even if you say there's a Kedusha, certain institutions it doesn't apply by. But Omer is one of them, which Rav Chaim is openly saying does. So he holds that this is a nafkamina of Rav Chaim is saying by Omer, that this is a question. If you say Kedusha, then there's a Din Omer nowadays. There's a Chov Omer nowadays. If not, not. What I'm just saying is I'm taking that and saying that what we were led to is the question is there a Din Omer nowadays? It seems Rav Chaim is saying is that's really the question that comes out of that universal question. The only thing is maybe, I don't know, maybe Rav Yehuda doesn't hold that side, and then we really have a problem. The Rambam is consistent, but I don't know how Rav Yehuda, I don't have Rav Yehuda's Rambam, and I didn't scan, I don't know how to find all the Sigis and Shas to find Rav Yehuda or to find Rav and Shmuel and see how they go on this issue. You know, so it could be that it's wrong just because it doesn't factually work out. You know, there's a split amongst a lot of different Shittas all over the place. The Rambam I know is consistent. So that's the only question. So what I'd like to do next week then is to look at this Rav Chaim, see what he's doing. Because again, we're using Rav Chaim as what he's doing. So I feel let's look at him a little more carefully and how it applies by Sfiras Omer, which is also, you know, the Omer, Sfiras Omer. And then once we do that, then I'd like to look at how the Griz learns our Gemara. Okay, the Griz learns our Gemara. And it's based on a Tosas in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, there's a Tosas in Rosh Hashanah, which is kind of important. Okay, so this should be good. And next week on Wednesday, I'm not going to be around. Okay, so I guess we got 3 days next week. Okay, hopefully we'll be able to finish this up. This is very interesting, this whole thing of learning the Gers and the Ruchayim. Should be fun. Yeah.